Hi, I'd like to welcome you to our show. I'm your host, Pragmatic. We're talking about life as a child of God and all things related to His kingdom. Thanks for joining us. If you're a new listener to the show, you can find articles and books and other resources on my website, www.pragmatic.com. Now let's jump into this week's show. So, what the heck is going on with QAnon? Well, let me tell you. I'm going to give you some basic introduction to the Q Clearance Patriot, which many people are calling QAnon, explain some of the background, where this all came from, how people found out about Q, and where the story has gone so far. My history with other anonymous intelligence sources, and where we're at today. This information mostly comes from some YouTubers that Denise and I have been following for a couple of months, and I have listened into some interviews with the board moderators who have been hosting the discussions on Q. And just give you a little bit of background. There are these internet discussion boards that are referred to as 4chan and 8chan. They've been around for a long time. One of the reasons why people will go on these internet boards is to be able to have discussions and give information and insights back and forth without a lot of editing. You can say pretty much whatever you want on these internet boards. People bring in views and information, and it is a pretty open forum. It is the Wild West of the internet. This is where the raw information of the internet can be found. There aren't really a whole lot of restrictions on what can be posted on these boards. That means that people who are on the chans, as they call them, 4chan and 8chan, are often referred to as the chans. It can be a very difficult place to hang out. There's a lot of crude language. There's a lot of making fun of people, a lot of name calling, it's a difficult place to go. If you have thin skin and if you have ears that don't like to hear nasty things, probably not the place you want to hang out. But the interesting thing about 4chan and 8chan is you can go on there and be relatively anonymous. You log in to the chans with a user ID and a password. And your user ID and password combination together creates what's called a trip code. And you're identified on there by your trip code. And that is sort of how people identify you. It's a number. It's a series of numbers. So this person showed up on 4chan about 2 months ago, and they identified themselves as a Q Clearance Patriot. Now, one of the guys who was on 4chan did a little bit of looking and said, what is Q Clearance? Well, Q Clearance is a very high-level security clearance. It's actually issued by the Department of Energy. It is the highest level of clearance that you can have as far as viewing classified information. So this person on 4chan identified themselves as Q Clearance Patriot. That is where the name QAnon came from. Anybody who hangs out on 4chan or 8chan, their identity is anonymous. So they call them Anons or Anons or however you want to say it. That is where the term Anon came from. You go on there and you don't have a name, really. You have an anonymous ID, a number. So this particular individual has been posting on 4chan for a while, and then they ran into some problems. What happened on that board was they have a limited number of messages that can be put on a thread. And after people realized that Q was posting on 4chan, and some people in probably in the intelligence community who did not like what Q was posting, it sounds like they sent in some bots to go in and fill up the channel with spam comments to make sure no one else could ask questions, comment, or post. And the moderators on 4chan weren't doing anything to change that. And it was very difficult to get on Q's posts and say anything, leave any comments, or ask any questions, because these bots were getting on there and filling everything up. So it was a problem. And one of the guys who saw this going on thought, okay, you know, what I could do is I could go to 8chan and I could set up my own thread, my own board, and hopefully Q might just show up there. So this guy set up a channel on 8chan. He set up a board and he gave it the name, The Calm Before the Storm, because Q had made references to the calm before the storm is approaching, the storm is coming, different things. And Q talks in riddles, and I'm going to discuss that a little bit later. So this moderator set up a board, and then he forgot about it and didn't think anything was going on. And then one day he noticed that Q showed up on 8chan and was posting. And he was like, oh, this is great. Q is over on 8chan now. And then Q showed up on his board, The Calm Before the Storm. And he, as a moderator, decided, okay, I'm going to make sure that I block out trolls and bots. So Q then stayed on 8chan and has been posting on 8chan ever since then. And the moderator, who is in charge of that board, has been assisting people in helping them understand what Q is posting about. So that is why Q started on 4chan, went to 8chan, and is now still posting on 8chan. Q has been posting now for a couple of months and still is, as far as I know. Now, one of the things to consider in all of this is there are different levels of information on the internet, different platforms. And every level, every platform has a different level of information, different type of information. So on 4chan and 8chan, on the chans, you have raw, uncensored, unfiltered information. It comes to you raw. It hasn't been filtered. It hasn't been censored. It hasn't been vetted. You don't know who these people are. It literally is the Wild West of the internet. Then you move down to platforms like Reddit and Vote, where there are moderators who help kind of keep out some of the, they do some editing. They apply some restrictions, they apply some rules, and they don't let just anyone come on there and say whatever they want. There are certain rules, things that you're not supposed to engage in, certain behaviors you shouldn't engage in. But Reddit and Vote are places where you can still get at a lot of raw information that is unfiltered. And most people do not go on Reddit. People who do go on Reddit, they go there because they're looking for good information. Go down a level and you get to YouTube. And YouTubers were 10 years ago allowed to post anything they wanted to. There have been a lot of restrictions on YouTube lately. And the censors and the politically correct people at Google have been censoring and messing with the algorithms on YouTube to filter the information that is available to people. The searches are being filtered. The algorithms are being messed with by people inside of Google to make sure you only see certain types of information. So you're going down further down the chain. And the information is being tweaked, it is being filtered, it is being censored. Farther down you go. When you get down to Twitter, you're on a pretty equal level, I would say, with YouTube. There's filtering, there's censoring, There are algorithms. You're only going to see certain posts. You're not going to see other things. Twitter will shadow ban people. They will hide posts, and there's advertising and things. So there's another layer of filtering that goes on. And then when you get onto Facebook, if you are watching this and you're one of my friends on Facebook, I apologize because I haven't been as active on Facebook in the last couple of months as I have been for the last 8 years. But Facebook has become a very small, very censored fishbowl of information. There is almost nothing good on Facebook anymore as far as news and information goes. It is so filtered. It is so biased. It is so contrived. The algorithms are messed up. Anyone who wants to post anything from outside, it gets marked as spam. They downgraded any algorithms. It's really hard to find anything good on Facebook. If you are getting your information and your news mostly from Facebook, you are living in a bubble of unreality. I'm just going to say that. And I stopped doing a lot of engaging on Facebook several months ago because it just became this place where I couldn't find anything good that was on Facebook. It's a lot of grandmothers posting pictures of their kids. And I would say the same about Instagram. Instagram is owned by Facebook. It's people posting pictures of their dogs and their kids and memes of, you know, trees and things like that. And it's hard to find really any good information on Facebook. It just is. So if, like I said, if you're a friend or follower of mine and you're mainly stuck on Facebook because you don't know how to use any other form of social media, I would at least consider asking you to maybe look at going to Twitter, maybe look at going to YouTube or even Reddit, because there's a lot of information out there you are missing out on. And during this last year with President Trump being in office, there is so much bias on Facebook against the president and against his administration. I just got fed up with it. I couldn't take it anymore. And I just got off Facebook for the most part. I'll go on there once in a while, but not very often. I'm not a guy who's going to go on 4chan and 8chan. I just don't. That's not the way I'm wired. I will listen to and observe and get information for people who are on the chans, and I'll get their information and I'll process it. But I'm mostly active on Twitter right now and to some extent YouTube. So who is Q? We don't know. We don't know, and Q doesn't want us to know who Q is. A lot of theories. Some people have said, is it General Flynn? Some people have asked, is it the president? Is it Trump? Is he Q? Some of the posts, the things that Q have posted, have been very, very just striking. It's almost like this person is on Air Force One. There have been pictures that have been posted by Q on the flight path of Air Force One that makes people think this person is really close to the president. We don't know who Q is. I don't care who Q is. I don't think it's a group of people. Some people have said, well, maybe it's a group. Maybe it is. I don't think so. I don't think you could do this kind of operation, disseminating this kind of information, and have a group of people. Somebody would screw it up. Somebody would step out of line, and they would post something inappropriate. They would tell someone. They would be outed, and I don't see this as a group operation. I could be wrong, but I don't think it's a group, and I'm really not curious to know who Q is. I am interested because Q is just posting information that I find helpful. The information I get from Q confirms what God is showing me in my dreams, and it confirms a lot of things that I'm seeing going on in the world. How do you find people on Discord? I'm on Discord, and I created a QAnon group on Discord. If anyone wants to go in there, we have a couple of people that are grabbing things off of Reddit and the chans, and they're posting on Discord on our little QAnon thing. You can search it and find it. If you're on YouTube, I might leave a link to it below in the credits. Why does Q speak in codes and riddles? There are other people who are advertising themselves as sources of intelligence with high-level clearance. Meg Anon is another one, who has been posting information similar to what Q has been posting. But Meg Anon will come right out and tell you in plain English, this is what's going on, this is what I'm seeing, this is what's going to happen. Q speaks in riddles, questions, a lot of questions, things like expand your thinking. Then you get these cryptic little stringers of letters, characters, underscore, certain words are capitalized, certain words are in letters are in brackets. There's a puzzle. And the guy who is the moderator of the board on 8chan said he believes Q is posting in code and riddles because he wants people to research and dig and find the information and connect the dots. It's a little bit like why God speaks to us in dreams that are symbolic. God could come out and talk to you in a plain voice if he wanted to. But God often speaks to us in dreams that are symbolic, that are kind of a puzzle. And you have to go and figure out, what did God say when he gave me that dream? I don't really understand it. You have to go and research. You have to look in the Bible. You have to look at symbology. You have to look at types and shadows, and you have to understand. It draws you closer to God when you have to pursue the revelation that he gives you. And I think Q is talking in riddles because he wants people who are engaged, who are interested, who are willing to go and do research. And look, the people on the 4chan and 8chan are called autists. And it's not because they have autism. It's because they get very, very focused and very obsessed when they're doing research. A lot of them are just researchers. That's what they do. They are staying up day after day, night after night, doing research, digging, connecting dots, putting the pieces of the puzzle together. That's what they love to do. It's how they're wired. And Q, I think, speaks in riddles and codes because Q knows these people will put it together and figure it out. They will research and they'll connect the dots. They'll talk to each other and eventually they'll figure it out. And I'm going to say this. I have had people over the last year ask me, who are the sources of information they can trust? Who should I trust? Who should I listen to? I don't know who I can trust. I'm not sure what sources are good and what sources are bad. And I will tell you, quite frankly, don't trust anyone. Trust God. Trust God. Use a lot of sources of information. That's what I do. I posted an article today from Japan Times. I post articles from North Korea or South Korean, Yonhap. I post Middle Eastern sources of information, newspapers and online journalists. I post information from independent journalists. I post a lot of, you know, Periscope videos from people who are just friends of mine. I look at, some people say, don't ever post or don't ever believe anything CNN posts. Don't believe anything Washington Post says. Don't believe anything Fox News puts out. What you're doing when you say that is you're applying a filter that says, I don't want to believe anything these people say because it makes my job easier. I'm just going to rely on these two or three agencies. I'm not going to listen to anybody else. These are my outlets. I don't trust anyone else. And that'll make my life easier. I don't have to worry about Fox. I don't have to worry about Russia Today. I don't have to worry about CNN. I'm just going to write them all off as fake. Everything is bad, and I don't have to worry about them. And if anyone posts anything from that news outlet, I can just label them as fake and just not worry about it. Well, the problem is some of the best news reporting goes on in news agencies that a lot of us have written off. About a year ago, I started having dreams about what people refer to as Pizzagate, the pedophile rings. And that, by the way, is much of what QAnon is talking about. Most of what QAnon discusses, it has to do with the Rothschilds, George Soros, the pedophile elites in Washington, in Hollywood, and the House of Saud, Saudi royal family. Just by way of introduction, if you get into the QAnon discussions, you're primarily focusing on the House of Saud, the Rothschilds, and George Soros, and their related people and organizations. That is what Q mostly talks about. So a year ago, God started giving me dreams about pedophiles and the takedown and how Trump was going to expose all this. And a guy or gal, I don't know who, showed up on 4chan who said they were an anonymous FBI agent. And they were giving tips and clues for people who were investigating the pedophile rings. And what that FBI agent really wanted people to focus on was the Clinton Foundation. That is where I found out about Frank Giustra, who now has become more of a household term word. People know about Frank Giustra, the Canadian mining billionaire, because he was connected to Uranium One. Well, I heard about Frank Giustra first from this FBI anonymous agent on 4chan a year ago. That FBI anonymous agent asked a lot of questions, had people do research. He would give you a list of things to check out. He would sometimes answer questions, and then he would say, go find your information, go connect the dots. And when I saw Q pop up on 4chan and 8chan, I was like, you know, this is a lot like the FBI anonymous agent that showed up. And I found their information very helpful for my own research. So I have a little bit of history with anonymous intelligence sources. I do take a little bit of a wait and see attitude. I want them to prove themselves before I'm going to believe them. I will look at some of the information they're putting out and I'll go put some pieces of the puzzle together. And if I'm sufficiently convinced that they're legit, I will jump on board and listen to what they have to say. One of the things that Q often says is the future proves the past. So Q has been using and this is a question, how do we know Q is legit? How do we know that Q is not some poser who's just out there, you know, fooling all of us? All right, it's possible that Q is not legit, that Q is just acting. It's possible. I have become more convinced because many of the things Q has posted about were things that happened in the mainstream media and in political life shortly after Q posted them. So Q had been posting for a few weeks, and then at the end of one of the posts, Q put in the Lord's Prayer, just typed out into the text the Lord's Prayer, and had previously said, future proves the past. So, and had also been mentioning the Pope. That's another subject that Q talks about from time to time is the Pope and the Vatican. So few weeks after Q posts the Lord's Prayer, the Pope announces that he wants to change the Lord's Prayer. After the announcement by the Pope, Q reposts the Lord's Prayer. And people didn't pick up on it right away. And he said, future proves the past. Q was basically saying, I told you ahead of time something was going to happen with the Lord's Prayer and the Pope. And now you saw it happen. And so there's this question. Did Q know ahead of time that the Pope was thinking of changing the Lord's Prayer? There have been a lot of other things that Q has posted. Recently, Q posted about that people have been trying to figure out darkness 10. And people are trying to figure out this. What is dark 10? What is darkness 10? Is it 10 days of darkness? What is Q talking about? And then shortly after that, and also Q had posted ATL Delta. So people were thinking, okay, what is ATL Delta? Is it Delta Airlines? Is it Atlanta? And then Atlanta Airport goes dark for 10 hours. Power went out. And a bunch of things happened at the Atlanta Airport when the power went out. Atlanta Regional Airport, by the way, is the hub of Delta Airlines. And there, according to Meg Anon, there is a lot of commerce, things that go in and out of Atlanta and airport that are flying under the radar that don't go through customs and that are probably black market things that are coming into the country through Atlanta Airport. And Q evidently was telling us ahead of time, there's going to be a blackout at Atlanta Airport for 10 hours, and there's going to be an op that's going to go on while that happens. So Q has dropped a lot of crumbs along the way that have given people some reason to believe that Q has inside information that most of us don't have. They know things that are coming down the road that none of the rest of us are seeing. What point is Q trying to make? Q is trying to help us understand what the president is doing with respect to corrupt people inside the government, global corruption, to some degree pedophilia, and the takedown of those people and how they are all being arrested and interrogated. And some of them, it's happening as we speak. And I'll talk about that in just a minute. So that is essentially what's going on. A lot of people in this country and around the world have been told that they are going to have Trump's head on a platter very shortly. That this Russia investigation, the Mueller investigation, is going to implicate Trump. He's going to be found guilty. He's going to be charged. He's going to be impeached. And he's going to be in a cage. And they'll all be able to go around and make fun of Trump after he gets impeached. That is what they've been told. And that is what they believe. Now, what is actually happening is the corrupt swamp dwellers in the deep state and in all these other organizations are being rounded up and arrested right now. And they are all going to be charged and imprisoned. And there is this problem. How do you tell America, half of America, that their heroes who promised them Trump's head on a platter are suddenly going to be looking at their heroes in ankle chains and handcuffs? They're all going to be in orange jumpsuits in prison. How do you, that is such a mind-blowing situation. When these people find out that their heroes are in prison and have been arrested and charged and have already pled guilty to whatever charges, the fear is that there may be a civil war, that there may be an uprising against Trump. So Q is dropping these breadcrumbs to help us understand what is going on. Without compromising their security clearance, they are speaking to us in code, helping us to understand the takedown and how it's progressing, so that we can take it and give it to our friends and red pill them and help them understand, look, those people that you voted for, those people in those institutions that you have respected, the people that you look up to, they're all corrupt and they're going down. And that is the reason why I am on Periscope and YouTube and Twitter trying to help people understand what's going on, because I see the problem. I saw this problem with the FBI Anonymous agent a year ago. FBI Anon was concerned there was so much corruption inside government, inside the FBI, inside the intelligence community. They were concerned that the entire structure of government would collapse if they arrested all the people who were involved in criminal activity. And they were also concerned about civil war, because his take was, if the people found out how corrupt their leaders were, they would revolt and burn Washington, D.C. to the ground. That was their concern. That's why the FBI anonymous agent came out and started dropping breadcrumbs to people so they could help explain to the citizens what was going on. And we have been getting these breadcrumbs for the last year from different anonymous sources, from the FBI Anon, from MAGAnon, and now from QAnon. They're trying to slowly help us understand that our government is corrupt throughout. And a lot of people are being arrested, are going to be jailed, are going to be charged. And that's actually happening right now. As I'm sitting here talking to you, people are down in Guantanamo Bay and they're being interrogated. And that brings me to another thing. So on 4chan and 8chan, there are these people who watch airplanes on radar all over the country, all over the world. I was on the website this morning. One of the guys in our QAnon group dropped a link to this flight radar thing, and it's a website you can go to. It links radars from all over the world, and you can go and monitor flights, flying airplanes coming and going from all over the country, all over the world, anywhere you want. These guys go and they monitor this radar and they watch flights. On 4chan, they're called plane fags. That's what they call. They just monitor flights and they monitor what's going on. And a bunch of them over the last couple of days noticed some very strange things. They noticed flights that were like leaving New York, going to London, leaving LA, going to Asia. They were being turned around and they were landing in other places. They also noticed a lot of flights from around the world going to Guantanamo Bay. They were landing at Gitmo, and some of the flights inbound as they're coming in, approaching Cuba, they turned off their transponders and they went dark. You couldn't see the flights anymore. So if you've been listening to Brendan Dilley on Periscope lately, you know that Brendan has another anonymous source. And I don't know who Brendan's source is, but Brendan has been confirming a lot of what Q has been saying and a lot of what MAGAnon has been saying. All these people in the intelligence community, they're all telling the same story. There is a roundup of corrupt, crooked people. They're being grabbed, they're being arrested, and they're being taken to Gitmo, and they're being questioned. And it's no coincidence that Mattis showed up at Gitmo about 5 days ago and did a little tour of the facility. And then a few days later, people started reporting that they saw flights going into Gitmo. And now we have anonymous sources telling us it's a bunch of crooked people are being arrested. That's the meat of what QAnon is posting about. QAnon is letting us know this stuff is going down. And a lot of it is being done behind the scenes. It can't be verified. You're not going to see this on Fox News. You're not going to see it on CNN. It's not being reported by the media. It is being done secretly, which is why these anonymous intelligence sources are telling us about it. Because if they weren't telling us, we wouldn't know about it. And they want us to know this is going on, so we can tell our friends and we can tell our family this is what's happening. So in one of the Q posts, Delta, right? What is Delta? Well, Delta is an airline, but Delta is also a camp at Guantanamo Bay, right? Camp Delta. So I just find it very interesting that what a lot of us have been praying about for a long time, it looks like it's starting to happen. We've been praying for darkness to be exposed. We've been praying for criminal enterprise to be prosecuted. We've been praying for pedophiles to be arrested. This is what we've been praying for years. And I think we're actually seeing this happen right now. Even though we're not seeing it in the natural, it's not being reported on the mainstream media, I think it's happening. We're getting confirmation that it's happening through these anonymous intelligence sources. Now, I'll tell you about my dream that I had last night. And this is the reason why I decided to get on today and talk about QAnon. In my dream, I saw a lot of these phrases that Q has used over the last 2 months. Calm before the storm. The storm is approaching. In reference to the storm, I saw a number of them on social media, and they were growing in number. More and more people were posting about the calm before the storm. Storm is here. And then I just saw this meme become bigger than life. So many people had accepted this, that this was actually happening. It was being accepted by a lot of people. It was also being verified by a lot of people. There were many ways to verify that this was actually happening. And I saw this happening on social media. And then at the end of the dream, I saw these memes come to pass. I saw them validated. I saw them manifest in the natural. And I have some strange dreams. It's difficult to explain how I knew that. I just knew at the end of the dream, these memes, I saw them come to pass. They were validated, they were verified, and they came to pass. So when I had that dream last night, that was, for me, the tipping point where I decided, you know, Denise, my wife, has been listening to QAnon. We have been listening to a lot of videos. I mean, I'm doing it because she's doing it, but last night God told me, look, this is something I want you on. You need to pay attention. You need to focus on this because this is real. So I am now on board the QAnon train. And I don't know where it's all leading exactly. But I'm convinced that Q is legit, that Q is trying to help us understand what is going on with our government. Because it is information we can't get any other way. It's you're not going to see it in the mainstream media. And it's a bit weird because as you follow the chans and as you follow on Reddit, now if you're interested in knowing more about this, I would strongly recommend going to Reddit. And there is a page set up by the moderators of the 8chan board where Q is posting. It is, and I'll give you the web address. It's reddit.com/r/CBTS_stream. That is where they're hosting a Reddit board where you can ask questions. They have links to videos. The moderators are on that Reddit board and they will answer your questions. You can contact them. You can ask questions and they'll answer. If they have an answer, they'll talk to you. They want this information to get out. They know that Q is interested in this information being disseminated as broadly as possible. That's what they want. They move the discussions to Reddit because there's more people on Reddit than on 4chan and 8chan. And it's moving from Reddit to YouTube. Tracy Beans is a good YouTuber. Tracy, B-E-A-N-Z, we've been listening to her videos. She has been following all of this. She gives good commentary, helpful things to help put the pieces of the puzzle together. There are a lot of people on YouTube now who are talking about this. As someone said, Alex Jones is talking about it. Lionel Nation is talking about it. There's a lot of people talking about it. And I think it's going to become a much bigger issue in the near future. From what I'm reading from Meg Anon, January and 2018 is going to be off the charts. And if you're looking for a prophetic word for 2018... it is that Trump is on offense and the Department of Justice has been put on steroids. Sessions has cleaned out a lot of the corruption in the DOJ and a lot of people are not aware of it. The DOJ is going to begin prosecuting people by the hundreds and by the thousands. A lot of judges have been replaced. A lot of corrupt people in the DOJ have been replaced. And in 2018... you are going to see corruption and government crime and pedophilia and sex trafficking and drug at running prosecuted like it has never been prosecuted before. Here's something to think about. I was reading a MegAnon thread this afternoon, and MegAnon was talking about MS-13. And MegAnon said, MS-13 is essentially the ground troops for people like Hillary and Soros. George Soros doesn't have the ability, he's an old guy, he's 80 years old, he doesn't have the ability to stir up insurrection, to stir up hatred, and to do damage inside of society. He pays people like MS-13 and Black Lives Matter and Antifa to go and stir up hatred in the community, to create problems. All right, George Webb was talking about this on my last broadcast. I had that little video clip where George Webb said, look, it's an old formula they've been using for a long time. They use it in Kosovo. They used it in Syria. They've used it in Libya. They've used it in sub-Saharan Africa. You find a group of people that you can go in and they cause disruption. Whether it's in the Middle East, it was Muslim Brotherhood. In the U.S., it's MS-13. So, and Antifa. They go and they cause riots and they create problems. And they kill people and they do that kind of work. Well, MegAnon said, have you noticed that Sessions rounded up MS-13? Now, earlier this year, Sessions made a big deal about rounding up and arresting MS-13. And some of the people that I follow on Twitter and Periscope were criticizing Sessions because he was focusing on MS-13 instead of more important things. Well, when I read MegAnon's post, I was like, oh my gosh, you have to take out the ground troops. You have to take out the people in the streets who are running the drugs, running the sex rings, the child prostitution, everything else. These are the guys that are in charge of that. They're the army for these corrupt people. If you take down MS-13, then you can go after the people with the money. And that's what Trump's executive order did. It froze the assets of all of these criminal enterprises. They woke up a week ago and their bank accounts were frozen. They couldn't get any money. And they didn't get any warning. They got no heads up, no advance notice. They woke up, boom, their bank accounts are frozen, their money is gone. And so there's been what I see is a very carefully, methodically put together takedown. You take down MS-13, and then you freeze the assets of the big players, and then you arrest the big players, and you get them in, you get them to talk, some of them you do a deal with, some of them you don't. And that is what is going on. And in 2018, you're going to see this played out. You probably won't see a lot of this in the mainstream media. CNN is not going to be reporting on this. But it is interesting that as soon as Trump on October 5th, remember, he was with the families of his military leaders. I did not put this together until just today. That infamous day on October 5th, when Trump was at the White House with a bunch of families of senior military staff. Press was there. He looked at him and he said, you know what this is like? It's like the calm before the storm. He said it in the presence of the military. And it is the military that is helping Trump work all of this out. Trump on Christmas Eve, had a video chat with the soldiers at Gitmo. Yesterday, the Defense Department tweeted out, the soldiers at Gitmo are still talking about Trump's chat with them on Christmas Eve. He has been working with the military. He went to Camp David. He hung out with the soldiers, the Marines at the base. He has been working with the Secret Service. He has been coordinating with the help of the military. a takedown of all of these corrupt people. So I just think in 2018, I think that people should be very excited about what they're going to see. People have been criticizing Jeff Sessions. They've been criticizing Trump. They've been criticizing all the, nothing's happening. Nothing big is happening. It's all going on under the radar. It is all going on behind the scenes. CNN and Fox are not going to report on it. Q and Meganon and Brendan's anonymous source, these are the people who have been told, leak this information out into the community, let people know what we're doing. There is no other way that they're going to know. So I have been very encouraged to, as of putting these pieces of the puzzle together, it gives me hope that Trump is doing what he said he was going to do. Remember when he was on the campaign trail, when he was people were talking about closing down Guantanamo Bay? Trump said, I'm not going to close down Gitmo. I'm going to fill that place up with some really bad dudes. I think Trump is keeping his promise. He told us what he was going to do. Trump tells people ahead of time, years ahead of time, what he's going to do. And then he just goes and does it. And doesn't make a lot of fanfare. When Trump is talking about what his plans and things are, he will oftentimes give you some shiny object to focus on over here. And he is really over here doing something else. Master of distraction. Gets the media focused on all the wrong things, while all the while his Department of Justice is kicking butt and taking names. People think he's dumb, and they think that he doesn't know what he's, that he's a bumbling fool, that he doesn't have a plan. They think he just gets up on Twitter in the morning at 4 o'clock and just starts randomly tweeting stuff out. Trump is strategic in everything he does. You do not build golf courses, resorts, and skyscrapers that are world-class unless you know how to work with architects and engineers and people in project management. It all requires very careful planning and consideration, and that is what Trump has done his entire life. He has done everything in his life to become a successful business person by careful planning and organization and getting teams of people to work together to build these things. There's no way you could do that unless you know how to plan and organize. And Trump, I think, went into the White House. Look, I posted this on Twitter. The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was getting people to think he didn't exist. The greatest trick that Trump pulled was getting people to think his White House was in chaos. Because as people thought his White House was in chaos, he was thinking, okay, fine. You can think my White House is in chaos. That's fine. That works to my advantage. Then you don't expect me to do what I'm going to do, which is round up, arrest, and prosecute a whole bunch of criminal people who are destroying our country. No resistance to the real agenda. They were resisting Trump and everything else, but they weren't resisting what mattered, which was what Trump was actually accomplishing. They were resisting the wrong thing. So, it's another day of winning. I am optimistic looking going into 2018. There are a whole lot of bad people going down. And I would like to thank you for tuning into my broadcast. If you are interested in seeing more of my broadcasts, I have them archived on Periscope. You can go to freedomnewsproject.com. All of my broadcasts are archived there. They're also on YouTube. You can visit me at pragmatic.com. If you feel like my information is helpful and you'd like to support me financially, I'm not going to turn it down. If you just want to buy one of my books, that would be great. I love you guys and gals. You're awesome. I'm going to get off here. If I have any more dreams, I will let you know. I'll catch you on the next broadcast. Well, folks, that is our show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for dropping by. If you're new to the podcast and you haven't been to my website, you might drop by and check out the articles I have there. If you have any questions or comments about the show, you can contact me at admin@prayingmedic.com. That's admin@prayingmedic.com. You can also contact me on Facebook and Twitter. I'd like to thank you again for dropping by. I hope you enjoyed the show.